From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 10th, 2025. Maine Democrats accused Republican Senator Susan Collins of, quote, complicity today in her party's passage of a budget bill that makes deep cuts to safety net programs. As Kevin Miller reports, the party is ramping up its targeting of Collins ahead of next year's elections.
Collins voted against President Trump's massive budget bill, in part because cuts to Medicaid and food assistance programs could affect tens of thousands of Mainers and put additional financial strain on rural hospitals. But Democratic state lawmakers and party leaders seized on Collins' earlier vote, allowing debate on the measure. Here's State Party Vice Chair Imka Schessler.
Make no mistake, Susan Collins is complicit in this bill's passage, and she made the choice to advance it. And she only voted no once it was clear the bill was going to pass anyway.
The ramped-up attacks on Collins are a sure sign that the 2026 race is just around the corner, even though there's no clear Democratic frontrunner. In a statement, Collins campaign spokesman Sean Roderick called the Democratic event a, quote, pathetic attempt by hyperpartisan liberals to confuse Mainers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Labor unions that represent federal workers in Maine say they're bracing for the worst now that the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed the Trump administration to proceed with its plans for large-scale layoffs.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and we don't know how this is going to play out as far as what exactly the president's administration has in mind for how many cuts and who will be impacted.
Spokesperson Andy O'Brien says the Maine AFL-CIO is most concerned about potential layoffs at Social Security offices in Maine and at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced this week that it would pare back plans to eliminate some 80,000 federal workers this year. O'Brien says federal agencies in Maine have already lost workers through early retirements and resignations, and some probationary workers who were initially laid off and then allowed to return are now worried they'll lose their jobs again. The State Department of Education has announced its proposed priority list for school construction projects, but officials say there's a long way to go before construction. The department's Scott Brown says there were 95 applications this cycle, an increase from past years, as many districts seek to modernize.
A lot of it is the age of the building, energy systems in the building. Believe it or not, program needs for like special education, which has really seen an increase in needs in school buildings.
The department uses a rating system to prioritize applications, considering factors such as building conditions, overcrowding, and enrollment estimates. Communities are starting to consider new tools to address the lack of affordable rental housing in Maine's Midcoast. On Wednesday, Rockland's City Council opened the issue to the public by hosting a forum on rent stabilization. Nora Sachs has more.
A $10 million bond approved by Rockland voters in June will allow the city to borrow money to build more affordable housing.
But unless anybody can pull a house fully built out of their back pocket, we have issues right now. And what can we do in the short term?
That's City Councilor Caitlin Callahan, who helped organize the forum. City officials stress that they're not advocating for specific policies and instead want to brainstorm solutions with tenants and landlords to address the steep rent increases. But the city is almost done with its revaluation process, and property taxes are likely going to change, which is why even the mention of rent stabilization had landlords like Buddy Carlton on edge.
Tenants deserve the right to obtain affordable housing. Landlords deserve the right to increase rents to offset huge increases in their expenses without the city controlling what they can charge for rent.
Property owners, who were the majority of the dozen or so people at the meeting, suggested the city instead consider subsidies for renters and tax incentives for landlords to keep rent more stable. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nora Sachs.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And join Erwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. Friday. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.